Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
728, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. We got a heat advisor. We got sunshine. That's good news. But it's going to be hot. And Jen's going to have some temperature regulation issues, it looks like, today. We have a temperature regulation advisory in effect for Jen Jordan.
It was so bad last night because we go for a walk every night. We take the dog for a walk, and Jacob likes to feed the goats. And last night there was a little thunder in the distance, but it was just so hot.
Sick. Yeah.
So, I made up some stories and got him. I talked him out of going for a walk last night because it was just too.
I was looking at the radar when all that was going on, and it was just those little exploding little pop-ups, those little isolated pop-ups that weren't coming from any one particular direction, and then they would just disappear in its place.
Yep. Well, Frank Marzullo said today, like if you think it's hot now, but I guess next week he was saying it's going to be in the triple digits. Like
it's
I guess
the
there's this huge heat wave there's coming from the west. It's so record breaking hot right there out there right now that it's coming next week. They said it's going to feel just so uncomfortable,
stifling.
Yeah. Right.
Good to know. Right now, 77 at Cincinnati's Q102. All right, you think you got a type? You may actually surprise yourself. Also, your coworkers probably aren't missing you at all. And why you need to consider using the word snazzy more. Hey, snazzy.
Looking snazzy.
It is Thursday, the 9th of July of 2020. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. All right, if you are single now or can vaguely remember when you were single in the past, you probably had a type, or at least you thought you did.
I thought I did.
Yeah, I remember you used to say, I like him big and stupid.
I like him big and stupid. I definitely liked, you know, jocks at one point.
Yeah.
For certain. Growing up, I mean, I was all about that. High school, college.
You like
shortly
blonde
after.
Baby face?
I liked tall. I liked muscular. The blonde hair and blue eyes, I was weak for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, turns out you may not have had a type after all. At least you thought you had a type. According to a new study out of the University of California, Davis, there really isn't such a thing as a type in dating. It's really a myth. So the message is you should stop being so picky. Because according to the study, the quote from the study says, in the end, we want partners who have positive qualities. But the qualities you specifically list don't actually have special predictive power for you. In other words, you may say you only like people who are funny, or you only like people who are smart or funny and smart, or I only like tall people. But if you go on a date with someone who's not really any of those things, but is kind and thoughtful and emotionally available, you may find yourself just as into them. The researchers say that the study shows we're not always great at picking our own potential dates, and we might as well let friends and strangers set us up because we're just as likely to be happy with those results.
Yeah.
Isn't like, that interesting?
It is. It's really interesting. And, you know, it's rare. Cause, you know, it's just not on my radar. I'm not out there looking for a man.
Do you have people try to set you up on dates and stuff?
Oh, like, no.
Do
they've you all have given, a fr- no. Well, all of my friends were close to it. They, you know, they look at me and they're like, you're good. You're good. You know, you don't need a man. You know,
right. Which I understand, good. But I didn't know if they are like, I have the perfect guy for you.
No, never even comes. It doesn't come up. But it's funny because it's like the handful of men over the past few years that I have like, you know, at least kind of looked at and went, he might be all right. They're so all dramatically different. Yeah. Yeah, but they all are very kind, very compassionate, very grounded. It's definitely a different flavor of dude than I would have picked ever back in the day.
Noticed.
Young and dumb ain't it anymore.
No, not.
So what about physical appearance? Do
dramatically
they look alike?
Different. No, they're all dramatically different.
The researchers say it's really easy to spend time hunting around online for someone who seems to match your ideals. But our research suggests an alternative approach. Don't be too picky about whether a partner matches your ideals on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Just take it for a test drive. Get to know them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You may
give
surprise
them a chance.
Yourself. And they may surprise you. You know the story of Lisa Kudrow and Conan O'Brien?
No, I don't think I do.
All right. So the only reason I thought about this was because Lisa Kudrow was on Conan O'Brien last night, which I'll get into here in a minute. But they met like at a comedy improv class way back in 1986. They've known each other for years.
Wow. Long before any of them had any kind of career whatsoever.
Right. And they've been best friends for, gosh, I mean, ever since then, pretty much. They even like dated a while too, but
did
then they kind of decided that they were really sort
better
of just
friends,
better at being friends. But there would not have been a Conan O'Brien show had it not been for Lisa Kudrow.
Really?
Yeah. So he was a writer on Saturday Night Live, as you know, for years. And, you know, and he's a writer on The Simpsons and just a brilliant comedic mind. But, you know, writing was kind of his trade. And the executive producer, Lorne Michael of SNL, you know, kind of came up with a wacky idea when, I guess it was Letterman leaving, of putting Conan like on television in front of the camera, like on his own show, and nobody got it. Like nobody saw it. Conan didn't even see it. He didn't even get it. Mm-hmm. He was just like, huh? Mm-hmm. You want me to what?
Yeah.
And he was kind of turning it down because he just didn't think it was the right thing for him, a good fit for him. He didn't think he'd be successful at it. And Lisa Kudrow, his good friend at the time, this is way before she was ever even famous. She says, oh, yeah, no, you totally need to do it. You'll be wickedly successful at it. He's like, I appreciate that. But she's like, I'm not saying this because I'm your friend. I'm not saying this because I love you. I'm saying this because I know you. And I know this will be huge for you. You are so right for this.
What a gift for him to have someone in his life like that, that was that big of a cheerleader and believed in him so deeply.
Yeah.
That was able to say that to him.
Right.
And she's, inspire him to do it.
And
I love
she
that.
Was adamant. She said, I'm not wrong. Do you know, and look, if you do it and you fail, well then but she said, you won't.
Right.
I promise you, you won't.
But if you don't at least give it a shot, you'll never know.
Right. And so he did. And, you know,
and here we are.
Yeah. And so, and he's never forgotten that. And equally, so you can imagine how happy he was for her when her ship came in, because they both were trying to get into different acting troupes, like, you know, the Groundlings in Los Angeles and Second City. And, you know, they were told back in those days that they weren't ready, or
they weren't funny enough.
They weren't funny enough. Yeah. Yeah. They just didn't quite understand their brand of comedy. So to see them both now so successful, which
and
brings
still
me to
friends.
And still friends after all these years. And so Conan, like, he hangs out with Lisa still and her husband, which has got to be weird. Like, because, you know, you do have that, even though you're really good friends,
there's that history, that romantic history.
But
how long did they date for and how serious did it get? And
I guess it wasn't that long.
Yeah.
But Lisa was on Conan last night and he was asking what was going on with the Friends reunion that everyone's been talking about. Is it happening? Is it not happening? If it happens, when's it going to happen?
We have something on the books to do it, you know, at some point in August, and we'll see. Hopefully, yeah, that would be great.
You know what would really piss people off is if you guys did it, you guys on Zoom, and you're not in the same room, and you can't really hear each other that well, and then you say, well, there it is. Goodbye, America. Come on. That'd be a fun prank.
No.
That would be so good. And then freezing. It's like, I'll never forget the time.
That would be great.
Yeah.
And then charges all like $10 to watch it for charity.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, have the money go to COVID-19 something or other.
Right.
Have you guys paid for any like straight to streaming movies yet?
Not yet.
I did The King of Staten Island. That was like $20.
What was that?
That's the Pete Davidson
movie. Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was like $20. And I
would you
was,
have paid that much money for a movie ticket? I don't
think
so.
Well, you see,
so.
That's how I talk myself into, because I'm like, if I were to go to the theater, I'd pay, what, $10 or $12 for the ticket.
And then snacks.
And then popcorn. And
yeah.
Well, even if you downloaded it for $20, if you had a family of four watching right. this movie, it would be $5 each. So
a lot of people did that with the Trolls movie that came out. I think families paid for that because they wanted to watch it together.
Sure.
But yeah, if it's just you, $20.
It's like, wow. But then, you know, I knew nobody else here was going to watch it, and I felt like I had to do it for the show.
Do it for the show.
I'm writing it off.
Yes, write it off.
There you go.
I do pay for movies on Amazon, though, like if it's not one that's included with Prime, which it's usually not because I always pick all these, you know, foreign movies.
RC right. movies.
But it's like, yeah, it's like $2.99. It's like, okay, well, $3. Okay. Put in my code.
That's not bad. $3?
I get so pissed when there's like a specific movie that I want to watch or if I'm taking a class and it's an assignment to watch a movie and it's not on Netflix.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm there's like, not like a ton of movies
really?
On. I mean, there
most,
are movies, but they're
stuff
not
is
like.
Not on Netflix.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, ugh.
Well, isn't it on one of your other?
No, when I can't find it, because then I go to movies.
Amazon, then I, Stars, yeah, I,
all
Disney
of them.
Plus.
There have been
it's
some,
never on any
I
of them?
Have no.
Wow. That's no. interesting. Mm.
I get so worked up. Because, you know, it's taken me forever to do the search. You know, it's not been a simple process for me to even look.
That's funny. Yeah, like if I'm home, you know, sick with the flu or something, and I'm looking for just something when I'm not in a fetal position to entertain me during mm-hmm. those long hours, I find myself just watching previews all day and trailers all day.
Yeah.
There's something kind of satisfying in the hunt.
Just watching the trailer?
Yeah.
Oh, no way. I get upset because I can't find anything I want to watch. There's so much on there. And then I watch the trailer. I'm like, I'm not watching that. Or I'm not watching that.
Or you start something and 10 minutes in, it's like,
I just don't like it. But then because I have a commitment problem, I feel like I have to see it to the end. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know. We had an early dinner last night and we found ourselves in the unique position of actually sitting down in the family room and turning on the television.
Watching a show?
And we were like, hey, well, you know, let's watch something. So we flip it over to Netflix and she starts like looking at all the things in there and, you know, what's trending and what's new. And then, oh, well, let's I'll take a look at the list and see what we set aside that we want to watch, but we haven't watched yet. Why did I put that? Let's watch the trailer for the. You find yourself. You spent like an hour and a half watching just previews.
Trying
oh, that looks
out
good.
What you want to watch?
All right, maybe we'll do that. But let's just check this other one. And before you know it, an hour and a half has gone by.
Yeah.
Just looking at previews.
You might
can't
have just
decide.
Watch a show.
Yeah.
I don't know. We started watching the second episode of Unsolved Mysteries last night.
Did you watch the one from Massachusetts?
I watched
the aliens in Massachusetts.
Not yet. That's like I think episode 4 or something like that. But I did start watching. I watched the first episode. Very interesting. And there's already been like a break from viewers watching the first episode. It's about this gentleman who either was pushed or jumped to his death at a very famous Baltimore hotel.
Can we just do a sidebar here for a minute? When that show popped back up on Netflix, I'm like, ooh, okay, I could get into this. So we're watching the first one. And about 80% of the way through, I'm like, hey, so did we find out what happens?
No, it's unsolved.
And Chris is like, it's unsolved mysteries. I'm like, for the love of God, I would have watched something else.
If you're not going to get answers.
There's no closure.
It's unsolved. There is no closure. But that's the point of the show.
I know.
It's for viewers like you to see if maybe you catch a clue. And there has already been a somewhat break in the first one.
Okay, good.
Because a viewer was watching and there was evidently like a very... I don't want to give too much away, but there's kind of like a very mysterious letter that they find that's just like a bunch of different words and jargon and movie titles and things like that. And someone started to kind of crack the code on that.
Well, I'll tell you, episode 4, I watched this because it's about an alien experience that several different people had in the area of Massachusetts where the Autism Treatment Center of America is. So
I'll
it's
watch
like
that
Great
one, yeah.
Barrington and Sheffield. It's up in the Berkshires.
Yeah.
And it happened
one of the most remote areas of Massachusetts, because why would it ever happen in an urban city?
Well, the episode two.
Really, it was really interesting.
Episode two that I'm on now, Tim, this is why I'm bringing it up to you, is there's a man on here that is the husband of the woman that goes missing, and everyone's calling him the new Carol Baskin. So if that doesn't intrigue you to tune in, they're like 46 minutes. I mean, clearly you've probably watched worse things in life, but tune in.
So he the fed third his, one is fed a, his like, wife to his cats.
I don't know. I haven't gone all the way through yet. I've only gotten halfway through. I fell asleep, but it's because I try to watch them late at night. It's not that they're not interesting. It's just that I'm pushing the limits of watching it, but check it out. Even the theme song, when it comes on, I'm like, ooh.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.